It is another day of below normal temperatures across our area. Daytime highs have been mainly in the 20s, with a few spots south of Albany near 30. But I'll tell you what, temperatures in the 20s, not a lot of wind, and a decent amount of sunshine. It really doesn't feel too harsh out there. That's definitely an indication of just how cold it has been. And there is more cold coming up later this week, as another shot of Arctic air arrives tomorrow. We'll plunge well below zero again tomorrow night. And daytime highs on Friday will struggle to reach the 10-degree mark. Now, with that change, we are likely to have some precipitation as well. The precipitation will come in the form of scattered snow showers and squalls that will be coming with that Arctic front later tonight into the day tomorrow. So we'll have scattered snow showers around through tonight into tomorrow morning. So plan for additional travel time as road conditions are likely to be slippery. And we'll have a scattering of snow showers across our area into the day tomorrow, ending during the daylight hours in most areas with about a 1 to 3 inch accumulation on average. Snow showers will continue, though, tomorrow night into Friday morning through portions of the Green Mountains and Adirondacks, and also in portions of the western Mohawk Valley and northern Catskills, where there will be some lake enhancement. So in those locations, we're likely to see some additional snow accumulation. But the snow is not really the big focus here. The cold is going to be a major player as it rushes into the area around this time tomorrow. Temperatures will crash well below zero tomorrow night, and with plenty of wind, we'll have wind chill values that will be well below zero, so we're likely to have wind chill advisories and warnings posted. Friday's highs are only in the single digits to around 10 degrees, and then we'll have another storm threat coming up this weekend, likely arriving as some snow on Saturday into Saturday night. And believe it or not, we can actually see some mixing occur, especially south of Albany, Saturday night into Sunday, as the storm track will likely come close enough to wrap some warmer air into the storm system. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of light snow, most persistent in the mountains, breezy and cold, high 8 to 14. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered snow showers and squalls, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of light snow and snow showers, breezy and cold, high 8 to 14. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered snow showers and squalls, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of light snow and snow showers, mainly during the morning, breezy and cold, high 15 to 20. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of light snow and snow showers, mainly during the morning, breezy and cold, high 10 to 15. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and very cold, with highs in the single digits to around 10. And on Saturday, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon and evening snow, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.